Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. How does a community's entertainment define the community itself? The Washington Pavilion in Sioux Falls has announced their upcoming performance series. And joining me now in the studio with more, Regina Ruberg, director of the Husby Performing Arts Center, and TJ Polzin, assistant manager. Welcome, both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
All right, let's start with how big of a deal, Regina, is it to make this announcement every year? Community get pretty excited?
Oh, absolutely. The community supports us. The management team of the Pavilion is super excited. This is the first time ever we've been able to announce it this early.
Oh.
So we're very excited to get the news out and let the community start planning their buying their tickets.
All right. Before we get to what some of these announcements are, tell me how long it takes you to really put together a series like this. Because it's a big deal.
We actually started this in September of 2015.
Yeah.
So it takes about a little over a year and a half to put it all together.
All right. What are you looking for? What makes a successful performance series for you? You have a balance, you have a philosophy that sort of goes behind how you want to put it all together. Or is it just like, hey, what's available? What can we get?
It's a little bit of both, really. And a lot of it is what's available, what Sioux Falls can get as far as routing. You know, we're kind of considered a mid-level market, I guess. We're not a Chicago, we're not a Minneapolis, but we are growing. We're getting up more and more in that tier. So it's kind of the logistics of getting the show across the United States and where Sioux Falls fits into that. And a lot of consideration on what Sioux Falls would like and would this show fit. And there's a lot of different variables.
And will it do well? I mean, how will the ticket sales be? Will the community be excited about it, right, as well?
Right.
So how important is it that you have a balance of stuff that people are familiar with? And then how do you challenge an audience to try something that maybe they have heard less about?
Well, that's kind of a two-part question. We do a Broadway series. So our series has six, I think this year they're all Tony Award-winning Broadway performances, Broadway musicals. Mm-hmm. And then when we get done programming that, we fill in the rest of the year with what we call add-ons or extras, specials, so that our folks that like the six Broadway can have those, and if they want some more, that's when we bring in some new ones. Last year, it was Roseanne Cash. It was Aluminum Show. So it gives you a little bit different appeal other than just Broadway.
All right. Let's talk about what's coming. Where do you want to begin?
We can begin this September.
Yeah.
September of 2017, we will open our series with Kinky Boots.
All right. What's Kinky Boots, for those who do not know?
Kinky Boots is the huge-hearted, high-heeled hit. I didn't have that written down. A six-time Tony Award winner. It's about a family that has to shut down their shoe factory and how to go about, you know, do we shut it down? Do we revamp it? Do we do something different with it?
You were going to say reboot it. Yeah. You went with revamp.
Yes. Good. Yes. So it's one of those shows that, you know, how do you change? How do you adapt?
All right.
So it has a great story.
Give us a list then. Let's get them all on the table at once and tell us what's coming.
Motown the Musical will be with us at the end of October. And then in January, we have A Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder. February is The Sound of Music. And in March, we bring back Chicago. And in April, we will end our series with the Broadway staple Cabaret.
Has that been here before, Cabaret?
Cabaret and Chicago both have been here, what I call back in the day.
Right.
So we're talking 10, 12 years ago.
All right. So tell me about the artists who come through the Washington Pavilion and the Husby Performing Arts Center and play the venue. How does that sort of play into who you can get back or who you can reach out to? Does that matter, the experience that the artists have when they come?
Yeah, I mean, I think Gina can attest that the entertainment community is very close and very much smaller than we think. So when an artist does play in the Mary W. Somerville Hall and has a great experience, you know, they can relay that to their agents. Multiple artists have come in and said, wow, the acoustics in here are great. I would love to do a recording in here sometime. So just that reputation gets around to different people in the entertainment community and really benefits Sioux Falls and the Pavilion.
So with Greg Jameson, who's a lawmaker from state representative from Sioux Falls, we were talking about this notion of Sioux Falls being kind of the elephant in the room in state conversations and what happens in Sioux Falls versus what happens in smaller communities, thriving arts communities throughout the state. And so one of the questions I'd like to hopefully get you to think about is how does a lineup like this sort of define your community? So if I bring on someone from the Black Hills, they have a different lineup than what you would have in Sioux Falls. What does what you have chosen, what you continue to put forth in front of Sioux Falls audiences do to sort of define who the city is, the energy of it, the culture of it? Is that too big of a question?
It's a big question.
Yeah.
I think it defines, I mean, if you can put together a Broadway series like this, it shows your town and the rest of the Broadway community that this is the place to be. We are a little town. You know, we have that small heart. But as TJ said, we're right there with Minneapolis and Omaha. Getting off the subject a little bit on the series, we have Matilda coming in next week before Minneapolis, never going to Des Moines. So that energy that, you know, this is the place to be. You don't have to live in a great big city to enjoy the entertainment that can come to Sioux Falls.
To have that experience. How do you think that it's sort of changed the community over the years as you've brought more and more things in?
I mean, the more Broadway things that you bring in, like Kinky Boots or Matilda, you know, the more awareness and education that you bring to Sioux Falls on what's going on in the theater world, what's going on in the 20 wards. You know, if we aren't bringing those shows in, a lot of these people in Sioux Falls don't have those that exposure to these amazing entertainment opportunities. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a good thing. And there's also another side of that of what is Sioux Falls going to buy? Because you can't force Sioux Falls to buy tickets to different shows. You also have to know what they like. And that's another side of the coin of booking the series and, right. and bringing in the shows that we do.
So. Yeah. What kind of feedback have you gotten about this lineup?
Good. It's all been good feedback. Darren Smith and I, or actually John Seitz and I, were able to announce it from stage at Stomp, and everybody, you know, you wait for that one that everybody's like all excited about, but all six of them got a great response. So that made me feel a whole lot better. Yeah. You always get, you know, it's like giving somebody a Christmas gift. You're all excited and you're not sure if they're going to like it, but, you know, we opened our presents at Stomp and everybody seemed to like it.
All right. What are you most excited about? Oh, that's not fair. You're excited about all of it.
I'm excited about all of them. I was pleasantly surprised when I saw Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder in New York City.
I don't know that one.
Exactly. No one knows it, but it's a Tony Award winner. It has a great story. There's great sets and dancing and the typical musical singing along.
Yeah.
So that's the what I'll maybe call an underdog that no one knows, but it's going to come out and be a great hit in Sioux Falls.
It definitely gets along with the classic Broadway show. So if you like, you know, Anything Goes, anything like that, that falls right in line with a lot of those. So.
Sound of Music had to have been a big hit for people just because it's such a broad range of, you know, family, you know, ticket sales there and everything. Mm-hmm. That had to have been a big success from the stage there.
Yes, and it was actually, I didn't know it at the time, but we announced it on the day it opened 50 years ago.
Oh, really?
So it's the 50th anniversary tour, if you will.
All right. Yeah. How's Book of Mormon doing?
Good.
Great.
Surprisingly, not surprisingly good, but we're ahead of our goal. We're very excited about the sales.
We're very excited. I've got my tickets for that one already.
Good.
We're very excited about that as well. So great lineups here. Anything else that you wanted to bring out that maybe people don't, we got about a minute left, people don't know? Any final thoughts?
You know, just going back to the bringing cultural things to Sioux Falls, and Boston Pops is just one that is one of those things that is just like eye-popping because the Boston Pops, you know, America's Orchestra coming to Sioux Falls on their first ever Midwest tour. There's how many stops? Not even 10, right?
Five is all.
Five stops in the Midwest in Sioux Falls is
March
one of those.
27th, we talked to Keith Lockhart.
Oh, good.
The maestro there the other day on the program. I went home and told my daughter who plays cello, and she said, who?
Yeah.
You interviewed who?
Yeah.
And she was pretty excited. So we'll probably play that one again. Those tickets are March 27th. Yeah. So my guests have been Regina Ruberg, director of the Husby Performing Arts Center at the Washington Pavilion, TJ Polzin, assistant manager. I want to say thank you to you both. Come back again anytime.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.